The following is a paid advertisement. All views and or opinions are solely those of the advertiser and not KLGR or its parent company, Alpha Media, LLC.
Welcome to Treat the Cause, the program dedicated to helping you find and treat the root causes of some of the most common health challenges. Dr. Kyle Pankinen is a board-certified chiropractic orthopedist and certified functional medicine practitioner. Join him as he teaches you about the causes and solutions to the health challenges that affect many people.
Dr. Kyle Pankinen, welcome back to our next installment here of Treat the Cause. This is a topic today of headaches that we're going to talk about that has been a major part of my practice for the first 18 years. It's the third most common reason why people seek chiropractic treatment is to get some type of help for headaches. So they're an all too common problem. So many people live with them. They negatively impact their quality of life. They affect their relationships. They affect their job. They affect their sleep. And they really can just take kind of the fun and enjoyment out of life. So if you have chronic headaches or problems with frequent headaches, you're going to want to hear this episode to the end because the information we're going to share, I think, will be life-changing. And I think it'll help you to get to the root cause of your headache problem. Our two main approaches, as we addressed in our last episode of Treat the Cause of Headaches, are to use a combination of chiropractic and functional medicine. So I'm a board-certified chiropractic orthopedist. All that means is that I've, besides my general chiropractic education, taken extensive training in learning how to evaluate the joints and muscles and bones and nerves of the human body. And with that training, it allows me to hopefully diagnose a little more of the challenging conditions and to be able to come up with solutions for patients in that regard. And we use our training in functional medicine also to help people to get to root causes of their problems. Functional medicine, that's really what it's all about. It's taking a detailed case history, and it is then performing unique functional medicine laboratory analysis to look, if you will, under the hood of the vehicle, to look under the hood to see what's malfunctioning, what's not functioning at a proper level in the human body. And then using that information that we gather from the test results to put the person on a unique plan to restore function, to restore balance, to nudge their body into the right direction that it needs to go, or sometimes to remove something that is impeding the healing process in the human body. So chiropractic and functional medicine are a beautiful marriage. They both work towards finding and treating underlying causes and improving performance and function in the human body. In our last episode, we talked about the two most common causes of all headaches. So the three most common headaches are cervicogenic, migraine, and tension-type headaches. We talked about how a structural cause, meaning an imbalance in the neck, jaw, head, spine, any of those areas, a structural imbalance can cause problems. And that's where chiropractic really shines at finding and treating and addressing and adjusting those imbalances. And we showed from studies how chiropractic has been shown to reduce the frequency, the severity, the duration, medication use of most forms of headaches. And then we went on and we shared information about food sensitivities and how certain headaches, especially migraines, are triggered by negative reactions in the body to certain food, and how we use a simple blood test called a Food Safe 95 test that very accurately identifies food sensitivities in the human body. And by using that information, how we're able to figure out what changes a person maybe needs to make in their diet. And also, we use that information to determine or rule out, to make sure there are no problems. If there are no problems in the diet, then we need to look at other areas. So chiropractic adjustments and food sensitivity testing are a great 1-2 place to start. On today's episode, we're going to talk about a couple of other areas that are many times overlooked or never addressed with patients that have these chronic headaches. If you have a question for us, give us a call at 507-752-7650 or look us up online at redrockchiro.com. Also, you can email our clinic at redrockchiro@centurytel.net. You should look on our website at redrockchiro.com. There you'll find a link to past episodes of Treat the Cause where we've addressed issues such as weight loss, plantar fasciitis, digestive issues, and of course our issue earlier this month of headaches. It's a great resource. We got a lot of information on there about functional medicine and some of the chiropractic work we do in our clinic. Let's turn our attention now, though, to the issue of what I think is probably the third leading cause of headaches, especially in females, that being the area of hormonal imbalances. Let's look at this a little closer by focusing on the issue of stress and how that affects our hormones. We all know that we live in a stressful world. I don't need to tell you that. And some people handle stress better than others. Some have maybe more in their life than others, be it emotional stress, physical stressors, chemical stressors. All those can have a great impact on the body. The primary gland in the human body that helps you to manage or deal with stress are called the adrenal glands. They're little glands that sit on top of your kidneys, and they secrete several important hormones, but one of the most important ones they secrete is a hormone called cortisol. Cortisol is your body's stress hormone. In moments of in times of stress, your body will release more of this, and it really helps your body to dampen the effects of stress on your body. If you didn't have enough cortisol or you didn't have these adrenal glands and couldn't produce this hormone, stress would have a profound and dramatic negative impact on the body. And most of the time, the body is able to effectively blunt or handle stress in our lives. But for many people, they have chronic, prolonged, ongoing stress in their life. And when that happens, sometimes the adrenal glands, for lack of better terminology, begin to become down-regulated or fatigued, and they suddenly are not keeping up with the demands of stress on the body, and they begin to not produce enough of the stress hormone called cortisol. They down-regulate. And when this happens in the human body, it really creates a cascade of events. Also, sometimes before a person gets to a point of adrenal fatigue where it's tired out, it actually goes through a phase where it really is kicking out almost too much cortisol in response to the stress. So either too much or too little are both problem. Guess what happens, though, especially in the female body when their adrenal glands become dysfunctional? It begins to disrupt other hormones in their body. Indirectly, your adrenal glands help you to produce also the female hormones of estrogen, progesterone, and even testosterone to some degree in women. Your adrenal gland produces not only that cortisol, but it produces another hormone called DHEA. And that is the one that goes on to help you produce those female hormones we just talked about. Well, guess what? When that adrenal gland becomes dysfunctional, it then begins to affect your hormone levels of estrogen, progesterone, and testosterone. This is the female who gets around the time of her menstrual cycle and she has severe headaches, maybe at the onset of them or maybe mid-cycle or sometimes during the time of around ovulation. When hormone levels really begin to fluctuate in the female cycle, that's a lot of times when these headaches show up in them. And sometimes the underlying reason ties back to this adrenal dysfunction, which was brought on by chronic stress. Also, if your adrenal glands become dysfunctional, guess where else it affects? In men and women, but especially women, it begins to affect your thyroid gland. Your thyroid does not work as well then. And that whole chain of events, starting with the chronic stress affecting the adrenals, going on to affect the female hormones, and then dysregulating the thyroid hormones, creates this kind of negative snowball that begins to develop. And this person begins to get into a situation where they have chronic headaches. So the key here is to restore balance back to the system. Well, how do we do that? Well, first we have to identify what the imbalance is. So in our clinic, we run a test. It's called a neurohormone complete. And what it does is it very thoroughly tests the levels of all the hormones that come from the adrenal, the cortisol, the DHEA, but it also tests the levels of the other hormones, especially the female hormones, estrogen, progesterone, and testosterone. And with this test, we can see where the imbalance is, how bad it is, and then we can help the patient to formulate a plan to bring those hormones back into balance. And the other part of this is the neural part we didn't talk about here, which are, that stands for the neurotransmitters of the human body. Those are chemical messengers that are produced in the brain, and they help to regulate stress also. If they're imbalanced, they can contribute to anxiety, depression, mood disorders, and things like that. So we look thoroughly at those neurotransmitters too. An example of those are things like serotonin, dopamine, epinephrine, norepinephrine. So this test looks at all those also. We've helped many patients to achieve balance in their hormone system, and by doing that, guess what? Their hormones become better balanced, and the headaches either go way down in severity or the frequency goes down or all of the above. So if you have headaches, especially that seem to be affected by times of your cycle, or maybe you're on the pill and that the birth control pill, and that maybe makes you feel better or it makes you feel worse with your headaches, you can pretty safely assume there are some imbalances in your hormone system. And this type of functional medicine testing I'm talking about here can really help you to narrow down as to what that dysfunction is. We also know that 75% of chronic headache sufferers are females. And I think a lot of that reason is it lies in these hormonal issues that females are more commonly get. If you want to talk more about this or contact us, our phone number is 507-752-7650. Our website is redrockchiro.com. And our email is redrockchiro@centrytel.net. There's one final area that we really need to address when it comes to the issue of headaches, and that being the area of nutrient deficiencies. Yep, you heard me right. Sometimes if a person is deficient in certain vitamins, minerals, amino acids, certain essential fatty acids, that can be the reason why they are getting headaches. And there are some studies that really point this out. Let's face it, we need the proper fuel for our body to function right. If a person is deficient in any number of a key vitamins, minerals, or nutrients, basically you can summarize that up as that you don't have enough fuel to function efficiently. So going back to our example of hormonal imbalances, well, Your body needs certain amounts of nutrients and minerals and vitamins in order to be able to produce adequate amounts of hormones. If you're deficient in certain vitamins or minerals, guess what? You're going to likely be deficient in hormone production of certain kind. The body always uses what nutrients it has available, what fuel it has available, and it will selectively fuel those areas of the body that are most vital for you to stay alive. So an example of that would be, say, what's more important if you think about this logically, your liver and heart function or your hormone function or your skin health? Well, in a hierarchy of things, if you're deficient in nutrients, your body is going to divert what nutrients it has available to your heart and liver because those are more essential to your survival than are your hormone levels and your skin health. So a lot of people that have hormone imbalances, skin, hair, and nail problems, things of that nature, sometimes the problem is the body is so deficient on nutrients and it's using what little resources it has left to divert to more important areas for your health. So what we see in patients is if we can correct their nutrient deficiencies, and then the body has more resources and fuel, if you will, to divert back to things like producing proper levels of hormone or giving a little extra support to the bone health, the skin health, the muscle health. People that have chronic pain in their joints and muscles and that just hurt all the time, many times it's just the body is crying out for more fuel, more nutrients. And like I said, it's diverting them elsewhere that's more important at the expense of the skin, the bones, the muscles, things like that that aren't quite as vital. So I hope you get that concept that nutrient deficiencies are key. So they have done studies on people with chronic headaches, and they found direct links between magnesium deficiency, which is the most common mineral deficiency in the human body, riboflavin deficiency, which riboflavin is vitamin B2, and a nutrient called coenzyme Q10, which is vitally important for muscle function in the body, energy production in the body, and it's also has the most dense concentration in the human heart. And that many of these nutrient deficiencies come from poor nutrition. Sometimes they are depleted by certain medications that we take. So how do we go about figuring this out? How do we test to see if somebody has a problem with nutrient deficiency? Well, there's a beautiful test that we use. It's called a micronutrient test. And it's a blood test. And we have a nurse in our clinic that helps draw the blood. And we send that into a laboratory. And at the laboratory, it's a 2-3 week process to run this test, but it brings back some vital information. Basically, though, we can test to see 32 different vitamins and minerals. We can look to see amino acid levels. We can look to see essential fatty acid levels with it. So what we're looking at here is, does this person have any significant deficiencies? So it takes the guesswork out of it. And also it tells us which things they are sufficient in. So from this test, we can create for the person the exact supplementation protocol that they individually need to be on. It takes the guesswork out of it. It's a beautiful, beautiful test. We've used it on many, many patients over the years, and it has done such a wonderful job in helping me as a clinician know, how do I approach this particular patient in the area of supplementation? Because we all know that can be an important aspect of health, is to make sure that we have correct nutrient sufficiency. Also, it helps me to know maybe what types of foods this person needs to include a little bit more in their diet to build up areas where they might be deficient in. So, micronutrient test, wow. What a game changer in my functional medicine practice since we've added that over the last couple, 3 years. So for the hormones, the neurohormone complete. For the nutrient deficiencies, the micronutrient test. Also, I wanted to share one other tidbit of research when it comes to intervention, natural intervention for treating especially migraines. There are two herbs that have been studied very well. One is called butterbur, and the other one is called feverfew. And butterbur has been studied more extensively, but that herb and feverfew have been shown in combination to be able to reduce the incidence of migraine headaches by well over 50%, which in head-to-head studies with many pharmaceuticals, drugs is better and without side effects. So for a lot of people as first-line therapy, along with maybe chiropractic adjustments, and maybe before we even get any functional medicine tests done on them, sometimes we'll put them on a combination of this herbal compound, butterbur and feverfew, and we can many times see a significant reduction just from doing that. So in conclusion, you gotta look to the root cause. I understand that taking medications can help to knock a headache down when you have it, but what they will not ever do for you is correct the underlying cause of why you're having these headaches in the first place. Headaches zap quality of life. They affect your relationships, they affect work. You owe it to yourself to get to the root cause of this. Chiropractic, food sensitivity testing, hormone testing, and nutrient deficiency testing. That is, if you look into those areas, you're likely to find the root causes in one or a combination of those things. We have helped so many headache patients over the years to get to the root cause of their headaches, and it's such a joy in my practice to see when these people respond positively and they tell me things like, oh, doc, I have my life back now, or I don't have to take so many medications for my headaches anymore, or thank you for just helping me to find the root causes of my headaches. And I take great pleasure and pride in just helping people find those root causes and treat those. So in our next episode of Treat the Cause, you're going to want to listen to that intently or stay tuned for that. We're going to focus on the all-too-common complaint of low back pain. Low back pain is the number one reason why a person visits a chiropractor. Low back pain is a large, large contributor to our current opioid epidemic in the United States. Low back pain is one of the most mismanaged conditions on the planet. And we're going to show you the research behind how to properly manage it. We're going to talk about chiropractic work. We're going to talk about custom orthotics and the research behind those. We're going to talk about decompression therapy as being a game changer in helping people with chronic back problems. So please join us for our next episode of Treat the Cause, which will air on May 12th on KLGR AM at 11:30 AM. Thank you for joining me on today's episode, and I look forward to talking to you at our next episode of Treat the Cause.
Thanks for listening to Treat the Cause with Dr. Kyle Pankinen. Dr. Pankinen owns and operates Red Rock Chiropractic Center in Lamberton. You can learn more about the practice and request an appointment by visiting redrockchiro.com or by calling 507-752-7650. Red Rock Chiropractic has convenient hours to fit your schedule. Once again, you can contact them at redrockcairo.com or call 507-752-7650. Be sure to tune in next time for Treat the Cause with Dr. Kyle Pankinen.
The preceding was a paid advertisement. All views and our opinions are solely those of the advertiser and not KLGR or its parent company, Alpha Media, LLC.